ってるの。高校1年生の時です。
Hey, and welcome to Dumpster Dive Podcast number 6. I am Shane Mills, and yes, welcome again to another episode where I am pulling stuff out of boxes in my garage, rare music, stuff you haven't heard in a long time, and playing them just for you. Thanks a lot for listening and subscribing, and be sure to sign up at myspace.com/dumpsterdivepodcast. And also dumpsterdive.podomatic.com. Make sure, say hey, comment, subscribe, maybe something you'd like to request. Anything goes, so hit me up. And tonight we are going to start it off with some Dubstar. And I think that we are going to play some Not So Manic Now. I have the single for it. There was a Way Out West remix, a couple of dubs, but I'm just going to play the regular single version for you tonight. All right, Dubstar.
Not
All right, up next, music from Revenge, Peter Hook from New Order's side band. This was one side band he did. He also did Monaco. I liked Monaco a little bit more. But he did Revenge back in 1989. Most people thought he picked the name to get revenge on Bernard Sumner for starting Electronic, but actually they took the name from the back of George Michael's leather jacket in the Faith video. I'm going to play, Jesus, I Love You, the 7-inch edit, and this is off of the 7 Reasons EP. It also has Bleach Boy, which is a really good instrumental, and then another version of Jesus, I Love You on that. Alright, enjoy this.
the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Maybe, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Music there from the Mike Flowers Pops and Wonderwall doing the great Oasis song. And I don't know if you remember when this came out, but it was pretty huge. And right after it, then everything kind of went to all this like kind of loungy stuff. There was everyone putting out all this lounge music and stuff. It was okay. Mike Flowers was good. I have his album, and there were some like great remixes on it, but that version is great. I still love to hear it every once in a while. Alright, next is Kula Shaker. And we are going to play, this is off an Australian import. And this is Tatava, the Lucky 13 mix. And also on the single, there's Dance in Your Shadow, which is a great little clip. And if you don't know about Kula Shaker, Crispin Mills, he is the lead singer in the band, and he is Haley Mills from, what was it, the Parent Trap movies and stuff? It's her son. Anyway, really good stuff. They have 3 albums, and they're all really, really good. All right.
Took a baby to the
Belly and Great Things, recorded live in New York City, September 9th, 1995. This was off of a U.S. promo that I received. I think when I saw them live, and they were amazing live. I wish that they were still around. Next, I'm going to play, because it's spring, my favorite spring album, and it's by Morrissey. It's Vauxhall and I, and it's probably his most overlooked album, and I think it's probably my favorite album of his, like, seriously. I'm going to play the Lazy Sunbathers for you. Enjoy it.
A world war was announced days ago, but they didn't know. The lazy sunbathers, the lazy sunbathers, the sun burns through to the planet's core, and it isn't enough, they want more. Thank you.
That was I'm Too Sexy, done by Saint Etienne. That was off of the Fred EP. They did it for charity, an AIDS charity, with some heavenly record company bands like Flowered Up and the Rocking Birds. And it was the Terrence Higgins Trust charity that they did that for. So it was a kind of a fun version. All right, well, that is everything for this podcast this week. And thank you again for listening, subscribing, and say hey on myspace.com/dumpsterdivepodcast and also dumpsterdive.podomatic.com. And I will leave you, of course, with a great, fabulous dance tune like I always do. We're going to do Jimmy Somerville and Heartbeat. This is the E-Smooth edit. And I don't know what happened to Jimmy, but I wish he put some more like stuff out. His last couple of albums were just like really, really, really good. But thank you again, and until next week, Heartbeat.